Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's the 13th. I don't know how lucky that's going to be for us, but hey, of January 2015, all the best technology news that happened in the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Looks like the President of the United States, Mr. Obama, is calling for new legislation this week protecting data belonging to consumers and students in the U.S. Called the Personal Data Notification Protection Act, would demand that the hacked American companies inform customers within 30 days if their data has been stolen. While with the Student Data Privacy Act, it would have to stop tech firms from profiting from information collected from digital education products. Hey, all I can say, Mr. President, if it doesn't involve the NSA, then I guess it's probably a good idea. Apparently, poor old Twitter just ain't grown as fast as it did a few years ago. So what are their plans and what are they gonna do to expand even further? Well, it looks like, well, at least according to the Wall Street Journal, they're gonna start selling ads everywhere. Twitter is planning on to offer ads for the tweet feeds you see in other companies' apps and websites. And then it's going to share all the money with its partners. So who's on board with it? Well, apparently not too many people yet. Twitter did kind of give ESPN and Flipboard as an example during a presentation at CES, but nobody seemed to bite on that. And so far, Twitter really isn't commenting on this. Imagine that. And don't worry, I kind of know what you're thinking there. There aren't any signs that these ads would pop up and say third-party clients, say Tweetbot, at least from the indications we're getting right now. This would strictly be for content providers that would want to make a little extra money on the side. Spotify, when's the last time you cranked that up on your PC? I don't even think I have it installed on my Mac. Well, according to Spotify's latest stats, the streaming music service says that 52% of you are now listening strictly on your phones or your tablets. Actually, it goes more of 42% on the phones and 10% on tablets. Spotify is saying that it's really the shuffle-only mobile streaming and the carrier bundles that played a big part in the shift. Oh, yes, the Golden Globe Awards for yesterday. Yay! Did you watch it? Nah, me neither. But apparently it was a huge night for streaming services, aka Netflix and aka Amazon. Netflix took home the Globe for House of Cards. That's kind of a no-brainer, But it was Amazon that took two awards for its new series, Transparent. And it won awards for both Best TV Series in a Musical or Comedy and Best Actor. Funny enough, that's the first time a streaming site has ever won a Golden Globe for Best TV Series. I wonder if traditional TV is scared yet. Nah, probably not. Ultraflix. No, not Netflix. It's called Ultraflix. What is Ultraflix? Okay, I'll stop. Well, Ultraflix wants to become the new Netflix for the 4K generation. Ultraflix is hoping to capitalize on the conversion between 1080p HD TVs and the emerging 4K wave that we've seen so much at CES. Now, a lot of you might have actually heard of this. It's actually been out for a little bit, and chances are if you have a 4K TV, you might have actually already tried it out. The Ultraflix app is currently on Samsung, Sony, Vizio, and LG televisions. Soon to come to Sharp and Toshiba. They currently have an app for Android, but don't look for it to be an iOS app anytime soon. I'm sure we'll get 4K content in the iTunes store before we'll ever see an app for 4K content, don't you think? So far, unfortunately, Ultraflix only provides a rental format. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But the company is hoping in the future it will have a more Netflix-style service. And if you're thinking, are they going to be able to also get away with that sort of, copyright infringement between, you know, Ultraflix and Netflix? They're saying, don't worry. Everything's okay between them and Netflix. When you get more popular, we shall see. Are you not around your phone or your tablet? Are you having headaches, sweats, even the shakes? Researchers at the University of Missouri have found that iPhone users who lose their phone have a separation anxiety and say that it can actually lead to poor performance in their everyday life. The researchers behind the study go as far as saying that the iPhones are capable of becoming extension of ourselves, Really? And that we fall into a negative psychological state when they're far away from us. Missouri University also suggests that when we're doing important tasks, we shouldn't be without our iPhones. Otherwise, things may go badly wrong. What do the findings really come down to? Yeah, we're pretty much addicted to our phones, aren't we? Firstly, I don't think you can just stick this to iPhones. I think it's cell phones or gadgets or tablets in general. It's whatever we need our little fix for every day. But I think there's one more thing in me particular that I'm addicted to. It's the internet. You turn off my internet, I'm gonna go crazy. And finally, artificial intelligence. Are you scared of it? I kind of am. Well, artificial intelligence experts have decided to come together with an open letter to protect mankind from such machines. AI experts from around the globe are signing an open letter put forth by the Future of Life Institute that pledges the safety and careful coordination and communication about the process of the field to ensure it does not grow beyond humanity control. According to the Future of Life Institute, there are areas like the machine ethics and self-driving cars that they're most concerned about. And for those of you who do not know about the Future of Life, they are an institute and a volunteer-only research organization whose primary goal is migrating the potential risk of human-level man-made intelligence that may advance. In other words, they've watched Terminator way too many times. Will the letter help? Probably not. There's going to be some madman in a basement somewhere going,
you just wait.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Find me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, Hump Day Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Edition of the British Tech News Show. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.